Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, in verse 17, and I'll go through the end of the chapter. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to the sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." They said to him, "John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours go on eating and drinking." Jesus answered, "Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days, they will fast." He told them this parable: "No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wants the new, for they say, 'The old is better.'" And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 141. Psalm 141, a psalm of David. "I call to you, Lord. Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds, along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me, that is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, that is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, for the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own net, while I pass by in safety. And now let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. We are reading Zechariah chapter 9, starting in verse 9, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Now, this is a very interesting passage because this is the passage that is quoted in the Gospels to remind us of the coming of the Messianic King. Remember the story about Jesus riding a donkey into Jerusalem on his triumphal entry on the week where he is headed to the cross? This is a passage quoted in Matthew and also in John to remind us that this is one big story of Scripture, that Jesus is the Messianic King that is prophesied here in this very verse, Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The Sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day, as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, I would like to start something where we pray for different relationships in our lives. So today I'm thinking about relationships with parents. So praying for our parents, or if our parents are deceased, thanking the Lord for the positive attributes of our parents, or maybe we pray for parents in the church in general and for their influence over children. And so if you would join me in prayer as we pray for parents. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to be around your word today. And Lord, although we each have different set of circumstances when it comes to our parents, we all share this bond of humanity where we were born into a family and you have given us parents as guardians over us. Thank you, Lord, for the ways that our parents have provided for us, and many of them have taught us what it is to follow Christ. We pray, Lord, wherever they are today and whatever they're doing, that you would bless them. And those who have gone on to be with you, Lord, we pray, Lord, thanking you for the memory of our parents, and asking you, Lord, that their positive attributes would be instilled within us. Lord, we also come wanting to pray, Lord, for restoration for some of our people who are either estranged from their parents or they have difficult relationships with parents. We just pray, Lord, for your restoration and your hope there. And we also pray for the people listening who may have been abused or neglected by parents. And we just ask, Lord, for healing in those situations, that you would provide healing over your children. And Lord, we thank you that we can look to you as our perfect parent, as a father of the fatherless, as one who does not neglect us, but is always present with us and ready and willing to be there for us. We pray, Lord, that this image would go with us throughout the day. And if we ourselves are parents, help us, Lord, to be parents that remind our children of what it is to be a godly influence in their lives. Lord, we pray for our church. We pray for all the different peoples, but we especially just want to lift up our parents to you today. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.